Comic book, does whatever a book does. Read by us while drinking, incoherent rambling. Look out, this is our podcast.
Welcome to the SJW Comic Book Club, a weekly book club style podcast where three friends discuss a story arc or event in comics. Like all successful book clubs, we have three key elements: books, friends, and booze. I'm host number one, Monte.
I'm host number two, Veronica.
And I'm host number three, Melissa.
So this week, instead of a regularly scheduled episode, we have the preview for season 8, where we will be introducing our themes for the upcoming season and our understanding of those themes. And then we will go through and list all the comics that we are currently planning to read. It's a nice space for us to essentially give our thesis or hypothesis of what we think we'll be getting out of the next 8 weeks. But before we begin on that, we will be checking in with Melissa in her self-care corner.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Melissa.
I hope you've been taking care of yourselves, because now you have to admit, whether you have or not, at least one time in the last, 8 weeks, that you have cared for your self-care. Go.
Oh, terrible. All right. So I have my regular job is a school year only job. So during the summer, I have to get another job. And the one that I had been planning to do for the foreseeable future was canceled due to COVID and is all messed up. So I got a different one this summer. And it starts earlier than my regular job. So I was worried that I would, because I'm notoriously, you know, a night owl. I need a lot of sleep, more than I think the average, and so I'm often exhausted. So I said, Veronica, you need to sleep during this summer. You can't spend the whole time sleep deprived. So I've been pretty good about going to sleep earlier than I usually would, or if I forget, which I often do, to catch up on sleep the next day and, you know, not to oversleep on the weekends to make up for stuff. So I feel pretty rested, pretty good this summer. And my job is going pretty well, probably partially as a result of that. Sleep is important.
That's very true. Monte?
So I've literally done nothing for self-care that's special. The closest thing that I can come up with is that I pre-ordered Elder Scrolls Blackwood, and when it came out, I played the shit out of it, and I'm still playing it, and it makes me very happy. Oh, also, there's another game called Subnautica that I started playing recently. That's super fun. It's like an underwater survival type game. You crash land on a planet, like an ocean planet, and you have to survive on it. And it's pretty fun. It's a great game. I always like when I find new games that I wouldn't necessarily play, but someone suggests it to me. And then I play it, and I love it.
I've seen some plays of that game. It looks gorgeous.
It is. It's a very, very pretty game. And some of the mechanics are a little bit weird, but it's fine.
Maybe I'll
like, it breaks the immersion a little bit. It's like a survival game, but then some of the things that you have to do kind of pull you out of the survival mode, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a flaw that a lot of survival games have, because, you know, it is a video game at the end of the day, so it's kind of hard to fully immerse yourself in a survival experience when you're playing a video game.
In your living
room? Safe on your couch, yeah.
You're like, I'm not wet. What is this?
This has broken the immersion for me.
Unfortunately for me, underwater games have too much immersion, and I can't play them because I'm scared of being beneath things underwater.
Yeah, you are beneath a lot of things, and you go into a lot of caves with glowy eldritch fish.
No, eldritch nice. Fish. Melissa?
Well, this year, obviously we went through 2020 and the quarantine and pandemic, and the pandemic is not over. It is July of 2021. The pandemic isn't over, but whatever. But going outside of the house, I don't know if anyone else is like me, it is even harder to go outside of the house now than it was before the pandemic for many reasons, but some it's just so easy to just stay inside now for me.
Yes, I agree.
So what I've been doing is compromising between leaving the house, doing something I enjoy that isn't too emotionally exhausting, and also doing it in a safe and nice and healthy way, which is the farmer's market.
Yay!
That is in a local park in our city, and it is wonderful, and they're doing it on Saturdays. So I got a lot of sleep last night, and then I got up really early and went to the farmer's market, and I bought strawberry lemon cupcakes, which you guys are welcome to have, and a new purse for me.
Ooh.
It was a big morning. So, but I've been going to the farmer's market quite a lot the last few months, and it has been a nice ease back into society.
Yes. You should buy me like a gallon of local organic honey, and then I'll use the Skyrim cookbook that Monte got me for Christmas to make mead.
We do have a local honey guy. Well, a couple, but one that I like. So,
yes, I really want to try it.
Don't
it
ask for what
easy.
You don't want.
I do, in fact, want so much honey. And then I will share my booze spoils with you.
Good to
if
know.
It is good and not if it's bad. If it's bad, I'll pour it in the gutter.
I feel like mead sounds pretty bad, but I would like to try it.
That mead we drank during Thor, that I think was from the farmer's market, was really good. It was like blackberry or blueberry mead or something.
That was something else. I used to go to the farmer's market quite a lot before the pandemic, and that's how it's making it easy to ease back in.
Yes. All right. So I'm glad that everyone is making an effort to take care of themselves in these trying times. So we are going to introduce all the comics we have chosen for this season, and I will begin, as episode one will be one of my comics. My theme this season is hell, and want to specify, because I wasn't able to find the ideal chapters in some cases, the idea is characters that are associated with hell in some way. I tried to get arcs that happen in hell or are related to hell in some way, but sometimes I had to balance that with like actually introducing the character solidly versus, you know, having a really good story that you can understand right off the bat. So my first comic is going to be Hellboy: Seed of Destruction, which is actually the first four issues of the first Hellboy comic. So that's one I think. It doesn't have much to do with hell itself, but it's a really good intro for the character, who is a very interesting character. So I really wanted to get that solidly in there. And I've been really looking forward to reading a Hellboy comic. I tried to get him into the Detectives and Mysteries season, but it didn't really fit, as well as some other stuff I found. So I'm excited to finally read Hellboy.
And this upcoming season, all my stories are going to be about Superman, the Man of Steel.
Yay!
The big red and blue Boy Scout himself.
Best
the boy. Reason being because I've never been a fan of Superman, but recently I started watching the Justice League Unlimited show, the cartoon from back in the early 2000s, and I realized that maybe I've just misunderstood Superman, and maybe it's just the film adaptations of him that I don't like. So the first story that we're going to read is going to be Superman Birthright, issues 1 through 12, which is super long, and I may cut it down if during reading it I realize there's a good stopping point. But from what I understand, this is just a sort of reimagining of Superman's origin story and is really important for an understanding of the modern character of Superman.
Very nice. I also have never particularly liked Superman, but for some reason I'm really looking forward to your Superman season.
I've only ever known people who didn't like Superman. So
and
I,
one of them was me.
My husband, you guys, like, I have no context for what it would be like to talk to someone who likes Superman.
Yes.
Yes. I think what I actually don't like is just the Man of Steel movies and the fair. Superman movies with whatever his name is.
Christopher Reeve.
Yes. I think that's just what I don't like.
Very possible. Yeah, I've kind of come around to him in the course of this podcast by, like, I'll be looking up lists of best comic arcs or whatever, and there'll be a little blurb about a Superman story, and I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting, actually. So, kind of piqued my interest. But my second comic for the season, and hopefully this is the one that has given me the most trouble in deciding, is Ghost Rider. Yes, the character played by Nicolas Cage in that whatever aughts movie. Seems like the Nicolas Cage portrayal is pretty straightforward. Like, he's a stunt driver on a motorcycle who turns into a flaming skull man because he's possessed by, like, a demon spirit, whatever.
I saw that movie in theaters when it came out.
Ugh. And how was it?
I remember a lot of it.
Oof.
For one reason or another.
Yes. I think, to sum it up, when I was looking for a comic, whenever I would get to, like, the comments at the bottom of whatever thing I was reading, there would be at least one comment that would essentially just say, hell yeah. So I think that's the spirit of Ghost Rider, is to just be like, hell yeah. So the arc that I have tentatively decided on is called Fear Itself, which is Ghost Rider Volume 7 from the 2011 run, issue 0.1 through 5. And this is an issue where the, or an arc where the first Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze, has an opportunity to give up being the Ghost Rider, and it transitions to a different character named Alejandra, who is a woman Ghost Rider. But Johnny Blaze is still in the story. It, like, transfers back and forth between them. So I think that's a good balance of not being from the 70s, but having that base character so we can get an understanding of the original Ghost Rider. So tentatively, because this comic has given me a lot of trouble in finding a good arc to read.
And my second story is going to be Superman Brainiac, which is a story arc from Action Comics, issues number 866 through 870.
That's quite old.
Yeah, Action Comics is from, the first story was published in 1938. This is all the way up in 2003, I think, or like 2006 or something. I don't really know much of anything about this story arc. I really like Brainiac from the Injustice games. So I'm excited to read it and see what he's like in the comic books. But I don't really know anything about this story arc. It just came up on a list.
All right. And my third comic of hell-related characters is, of course, going to have to be Spawn. And we're going to read the first 5 issues of Spawn, called Spawn Beginnings. And Spawn is similar to Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider doesn't die, but Spawn is a character, I forget his name, who dies and goes to hell, and then he's, like, recruited as an agent of hell, I think, and comes back to life and does stuff, hell-related stuff. It's kind of a notorious cult classic that people make fun of sometimes. I think it's from the 90s. Todd McFarlane, I believe. Whichever McFarlane. And I've always kind of wanted to read it.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out if there's anything to make fun of.
My third story is going to be an alternate universe story called Superman Red Sun, issues number 1 through 3. This is another one that I have never read and I don't really have much of a concept of, but it's good to see an alternative reality depiction of Superman that really explores his character a little bit more. And to see that Superman is still Superman no matter where he is, even if he's a Soviet era hero.
Yes. A friend of mine told us we should really read that one for the podcast, so I've been looking forward to it for a while. And I love really good conceptual alternate universe stuff. My fourth and final comic is one I've been very much looking forward to for the whole span of this podcast, and that is Hellblazer, Dangerous Habits. If you're not familiar, Hellblazer is the comic about the character John Constantine, of whom there was a Keanu Reeves movie made in, I think, the aughts. That movie is very different from the character as he appears in the comics, both personality-wise and setting-wise. And he doesn't always do heaven and hell-related stuff, but he's got hell in the name. The movie had heaven and hell stuff, and this arc, I think, is the one that the movie mostly draws from for the, you know, the plot. So it should be good. And that's Hellblazer issues 41 through 46.
I really liked that movie.
I own it, and I watched it so much, and I don't know why. It's good. I love it. But what drew me to it when I was like 12 that I watched it over
Keanu
and over
Reeves.
Again? Probably.
Yeah, it was Keanu
Rachel Weisz, who was in The Mummy, and so I have like fondness for her in my heart. And Tilda Swinton.
And my last story is going to be All-Star Superman issues number 1 through 12. It's another long one, but it is considered on multiple lists to be not only the best Superman story, but one of the best comic, like one of the top 10 comic book stories of all time. So I'm kind of worried about it because I think it relies pretty heavily on having a very good understanding of Superman. So hopefully with the three previous stories that we read, we'll have enough context to appreciate it. But I'm looking forward to reading it because by all accounts, it is very, very, very good. There's also another story, a Superman story that from everything that I've read is really, really good, but it was far too long for us to read for the podcast. It's like an actual graphic novel, which we have done before, but this one is like a long graphic novel. It's Superman Smashes the Klan, and it's a really good story apparently in which Superman helps an Asian American family fight the Klan, like back in the 20s or 30s or something like that. So I just wanted to give it a mention. I will be reading it, but not for the podcast, obviously. But it is something that, from everything I've read, is definitely worth reading.
Awesome. So yeah, once again, this schedule is subject to change. If we find that the comics are not to our liking or we need to switch it up, you can find all or most of these comics for purchase on comixology.com. Many will be on the Marvel or DC subscription services, and many will probably be at your local bookstore or library. We will also post a link every week in the episode before we discuss each comic, so you can read along if you so desire. Melissa, I believe you have an announcement for us.
Yep. We are going to be doing an episode of a comic of my choosing. It will be our pre-season 8 bonus episode. And drumroll, please. Thank you. We are reading the America Chavez story, volume 1, written by Gabby Rivera. It's The Life and Times of America Chavez. And I have, hopefully, a fun and interesting conversation that we can have about this comic that explores, explores things we don't normally talk about on this podcast. Just kind of about storytelling in general. So I'm pretty excited. I've always wanted to read an America Chavez comic, and this is actually her first solo series. And Excellent. There's just kind of some drama around this story. So we're just going to talk about it. It's going to be super fun.
Yes. What show is it that America Chavez is in? Isn't she in one
Young
of the
various- Young Avengers?
Young Justice? Or Young Avengers?
Whatever.
She's in Young Avengers. She might be in Runaways at some point, I think.
Yeah, she pops up in the Runaways.
Yeah.
Yep. So you might know her from that if you've never heard of her before.
She was in a ton of side character roles in like ensemble casts, and then she finally got her own series. She's actually gotten a couple more after this, and this one is not lauded as the best one, but we're gonna read it
and we'll like it.
Yes, I'm very excited for her, or for this story, because I really enjoyed the Young Justice story arcs that she was in. And I really liked her character from those. Or not Young Justice, fuck, Young Avengers.
I know, I kept saying Young Justice, but yeah, it's Young Avengers. Yeah,
Young Justice just has more like poetic syllabalism. That's a word I just
exactly.
Right.
Just like that word. Okay, but that is it for this week. If you enjoyed our show, please subscribe. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star rating. We would appreciate it very much. And we will be coming back next week with that bonus episode and then beginning season 8 in earnest the week after that. If you want to keep up with us on social media, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at SJWComicsCast, or email us directly at sjwcomicspodcast@gmail.com. So, this was our podcast. We will see you next week. A goodbye.
Bye.